And here we are back on WWGH Radio, Wednesday, April the 8th, 2020. 4-8-2020. All multiples of four. How about that? 17 minutes past the hour, and we thank John Burstein, better known as Slim Goodbody, for the last 45 years for being on the program earlier today. And don't forget, if you have any kids or you want to learn yourself, go to YouTube. Slim Goodbody presents a kid's guide to COVID-19. An absolutely free video that you will want to check out. And we're kind of getting excited because after a three-week layoff, Charlie Evers will be back this morning. Really, the first time he's been here since this coronavirus COVID thing has really taken hold. I believe the last time he was here, they were just about to shut down the schools, but we certainly were not on a stay-at-home order. The restaurants had not shut down. So it'll be interesting to get Charlie's take from 10:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. today. Glenn Coble will be in today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. We also will have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will air 6:10 until 7 p.m. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 3:10 to 4 p.m. So there you go. How about that? Now, here's the thing that I learned from Slim Goodbody last hour. And I didn't know this, and I've said this word 1,000 times. How many of you knew what COVID-19 meant? We have seen this COVID-19. Now, honestly, is there anybody out in the audience who really knew what that meant? That he explained that makes me want to watch this video right now, because if there's stuff like that in there, that's fascinating. I had no idea what that meant. Did anybody out there in the listening audience know? Give me a ring if you did. 740-383-9944. I had never heard that. Now, it makes total sense now that that's what COVID-19 means. I get it now. But if you would have asked me that 2 hours ago, I would have had no idea. I just thought it was a disease name, and I guess it is. But I didn't know what it meant. Now we all do. How about that? COVID-19. Does anybody remember what Slim said that COVID-19 stood for? I think that's fascinating. Give me a ring. Also, if there's anything else on your mind, we had this discussion yesterday about people doing recreational fires in Marion when the mayor was on. And it was kind of interesting because last night I went out and walked, and I went out kind of late. It was after 9 o'clock last night when I finally went out and walked, and I could smell somebody burning something. Now, I'm not saying, it may have been the remnants of dinner, it may have been dinner at 9 o'clock, it was a beautiful night last night. I really don't know what it was. Maybe it was a recreational fire, but I had never paid attention to that until last night. So if anybody has any more thoughts on that, it kind of ran up to the end of the program yesterday. Feel free to give me a ring, 740-383-9944, or anything else on your mind going on in these interesting times. It's always fun to talk with you out there in the listening audience. And really, this is the first morning this week we've really had a full hour to kind of just sit and talk. Monday, we had Dr. Gingrich on, the Chief Operating Officer of Ohio Health. We also had on Brian Zwanda, who had and suffered with COVID-19 and recovered from it. Yesterday, we had the mayor and Marsha Warfield. First hour this morning, we had Slim Goodbody. So it's been a full slate this week, but here we are back to just you and me on the toll-free. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you have any questions. Now, there are some things I do want to talk about, aside from learning what COVID-19 means. How fascinating. That's very cool. Now, I'm going to tell you some stories from this morning and the last few days, because I think these are fascinating. Here's what happened. Until this morning, I had not seen this. Now, I do not want to diminish anybody during this pandemic, and I don't want to say anything is not necessary, but as many of you know, it's been a long-term conversation on this show. If I have time in the morning, I do stop at McDonald's and get a large Diet Coke in the morning. Now, I'll tell you, I've been able to do this a lot more recently because the lines are a lot smaller with people not going to work and people not going to school. So I pretty much go there every morning. Now, during the whole first part of this COVID-19 thing, there really has been no change in that routine. Now, here's what happened this morning. Now, this morning, I'm going through the line, and I get up to the first window, and what I have noticed is they have installed, like, plexiglass around the drive-through window, which, that's fine. I don't want people to get coughed on. I don't want people to get sneezed on or anything like that. You know, that's how we transmit this disease. But here is what I don't understand, and maybe somebody can help me with this. There's a big square cut in the middle of the plexiglass. So you still hand them the money the same way. They still hand you the drink the same way. It's just the hole is smaller. And it's not a small hole. If it was like the size of your hand, you know, maybe enough to get a bag through, I guess I could understand it. But it's a big hole. It's probably, oh, I don't know. It's not as big as the window, but it's probably, I'm going to say 3 feet by 3 feet. Now, and this is what occurred to me as I'm driving through, because I'm sure that this is there so people don't sneeze on people or do whatever they're doing. But this, here's what confused me. Now, I understand people drive big trucks, and I understand people drive the big Suburbans and SUVs, and I guess those sit up a little higher, but where I am in a car, I'm sitting pretty low. I'm sitting, you know, a little bit under the window. Now, what are the chances that for that 2-minute period that I'm at the window at McDonald's, that I'm going to sneeze into the window? Now, I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but is this happening a lot? Are people sneezing and coughing into the window? And now, with that hole, wouldn't my sneeze and cough still get through that 3 by 3 foot hole? I just don't understand that. Now, I'm not saying they're wrong. If it's precautionary, if it makes them feel better, if it's actually doing something, I'm all for it. You know, that's fine. I'm for protection at this time. But what is that all about? I don't understand that. Because I've been to the grocery stores where they've put up the barriers now, and the barriers are there. They pretty much cover the person you're dealing with, and there's just a little hole to stick your hand through to give the cashier your money or whatever, change, so on and so forth. But this hole at McDonald's, I don't understand in the drive-through window. Couldn't you still sneeze or cough through that big hole? The hole is smaller than it was when it was just a drive-through window, but I don't understand that at all. That is the weirdest thing I think I have ever seen. Does anybody have any explanation in regard to this? 740-383-9944, or have you seen it? I know it was not there yesterday on the Route 95 McDonald's, but it certainly was there today. Now, why it's there, what it's there to do, I have no idea. So at this point, I will take any explanation or any reasoning for it. But I just found that a little strange this morning. And maybe it's like part of a thing. Maybe they haven't even finished it. I don't know. Maybe I caught them in mid-range of putting this thing up. But does anybody have any explanation for that at all? That's what I'm looking for. 740-383-9944, because that's totally beyond me at this point. I don't get it. I again say, if it makes them more comfortable, if it makes the employees more comfortable, that's fine. But I don't know what that's doing. Because if you cough or sneeze through the hole, I think you're still going to have the same problem. And were there a lot of people coughing and sneezing as they're going through the line? I don't know. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's my little rant this morning. I did not understand that at all. That was completely beyond me, to be honest. Now, Slim talked about this morning, and I think this is a fascinating topic. They are now saying that because of this COVID-19, that there are going to be more babies born, and there are going to be more divorces in 2020 and possibly 2021 than there have ever been before. Does anybody get why this is? I guess it's because everybody's cooped up at home, but is that a I'm trying to talk about this without getting too technical, but is that really what... I don't know. Do you think there are going to be more babies born and more divorces? Now, the divorce thing, I guess I understand, because you got to spend more time with the person. And then you find out who the person really is. That's why a lot of retired couples, I think, finally get divorces, because now they're spending too much time together. But this whole thing about more babies being born, is this because you have a lack of things to do at home? I don't know. I think that's one of the strangest affects of this whole illness. I don't get it. That's totally bizarre to me that more babies would be born because of this COVID, lock yourself in your house, stay at home order. I don't think that's right. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think there are going to be more babies born? Do you think there are going to be more divorces in 2020 and 2021 all because of the COVID? What do you think? 740-383-9944. I'd be interested to hear an opinion on that one, because that one is totally confusing. Divorces I get, because people have to spend time with each other and that might be a problem. But the baby thing, I don't know. It's even hard to talk about it, because again, I don't want to get into any kind of technical, what do you say? I guess it's not technical, but is it because you got nothing else to do that you would be doing that more? The baby producing thing? I don't understand. That to me is just about as funny as my rant this morning. Yes, my rant about the McDonald's windows and now the plexiglass cutout that are in those. Now I'm being sent a message on Facebook. Did I just say affects? Now, is that not right? Did I mispronounce that? Or is that a good word? You don't use that word when you're talking about babies and divorces? I don't know. And I think it is an affect. Should you say affect or effect? I think it's an affect. Or maybe because cause and effect, and then you have an affect. I don't know. Who knows? In any event, I don't know. What do you think? More babies? More divorces? Do you think that's coming up? 740-383-9944. Give me a thought. We talked about fires yesterday. Who knows? Babies and divorces. Babies and divorces. That's a bad combination, too, because what if you have the baby and then you have a divorce? That could happen, too. Who would want that? You have a baby, then you get a divorce. You know, I never thought about this, and I'm going to try to say this as gingerly as I can, because this is a family show. But I wonder if because of lack of money, and because of people making runs on certain items and stores not being able to replenish them, do you think it's because, and not being able to see your doctor like you normally would, do you think that people are not maybe getting their preventative measures to not have babies? Do you think that's what it is? They can't hold off doing the baby-making thing, but maybe they can't get access to what they need to not have babies? Do you think maybe that's the thing? I don't know. It's strange. Any opinions? 740-383-9944. Holy moly. Babies and divorces. Well, what'd you do during the COVID-19? Well, had a baby, got divorced. See? That's what we're looking at these days. That's where we are in the world. Okay, what else is there to talk about this morning? I just think that's it. Now here's a story from this morning that I wasn't sure that I should tell. But I'm going to tell it anyway. Because it happened this morning, and I think it caused social distancing in my own personal case. Okay? Here's what happened. This morning I get up, and you know, it's fairly early, so it's still kind of dark outside when I get up. And I got up, and I took a shower, did the normal things that I do in the morning, and I'm getting ready to come here this morning. So I'm in the bathroom, getting ready to come here, and I'm putting deodorant on and those sort of things. And I realize that the deodorant that I have in the bathroom, I have run out of. That the deodorant stick is completely empty. So I realize, you know, I don't want to go anywhere without putting some kind of deodorant on. So I have extra deodorant, so I need to run into the other room and get the deodorant. Now, don't ask me why I do this, but the extra stuff like shaving cream and razors and deodorant and shampoo and all kinds of soap, all kinds of stuff like that, I keep in a cabinet in the kitchen. Now, I don't know why I keep it in the kitchen. I think I live alone, and when I moved in, I put it in the cabinet in the kitchen for some reason. So all that stuff is in the kitchen. So here's what happened this morning. It's early in the morning. I realize I don't have any deodorant. Now, here's where the story gets kind of technical. I'm getting ready, and I'm not dressed because I have not. I just got out of the shower, and I'm putting the deodorant on and realize that I do not have any deodorant left in the thing. So I decide I'm going to go into the other room and get the deodorant out of the cabinet and take it back into the bathroom and finish getting ready for work. Okay, here's what happened. I leave the bathroom, go in the other room, go to the cabinet, and for some reason, I don't know what it was, because I was getting ready for work, maybe it was because this is not part of my normal routine in the morning, I don't know, but I walk into the other room, and I forget that in the kitchen, I have doors. What do they call it? French doors, I think they call them. French doors with windows in them. And the windows do have curtains on them, but they were not closed. So, here I am in the kitchen getting the deodorant, and it dawned on me while I was in the cabinet getting the deodorant out that there are two big doors behind me that have windows in them and the curtains are not shut. So here's the thing. I'm not saying that anybody saw anything. I'm not saying that there was anybody outside the windows. I don't know if there was. It faces the back, so probably not. But when I realized that I was standing in front of those windows this morning, in whatever state I was in, I moved pretty fast to get back to the bathroom to finish putting on the deodorant. The things, I should have just went without deodorant. Or, you know, maybe a normal person would have put a towel on or something. But when you live alone, you don't think about that. You don't need to put a towel on or do anything like that because you live alone. Who cares? Well, guess what? You need to put a towel on because you might walk in front of two big open windows with curtains that are not shut. I guess if there's a lawsuit later on today, I'll realize that there were people out there. But I'm at that time of the morning, I don't think there were. But I have learned a lesson from this. The lesson is, don't ever leave the bathroom if you leave alone or not. Or if you live alone or not. Without a towel or getting dressed. Even if you live alone, you've got to get dressed. Does anybody have a story like this? Now let me know. 740-383-9944. I'm getting comments now on Facebook that I should have gotten dressed and then put on the deodorant, but that's not the routine. And I did not think being out of deodorant was a big issue. And I don't know why the deodorant's in the kitchen. I think it was just where I put it. I put all those things, you know, the shaving cream and toothpaste and all that in the kitchen when I moved into the house years ago and have not moved it since. Has anybody ever had an issue like this? Here I am in the midst of the pandemic of COVID-19 that the rest of the world is in. And here is my big problem. I'm walking in front of windows this morning with no towel or anything else on. And I wasn't even sure that I wanted to tell that story on the air this morning, but I wanted to show you just how, insane all of us can be. And the things you don't think about. I know I didn't think about it at all. Now, I always put deodorant on last so it doesn't get on my shirt. I'm afraid of deodorant marks. Well, we've all seen those. And that is a problem. But, see, in this particular case, I did not think there was going to be an issue. But it turned out to be an issue. So that was my morning. Or maybe I should just keep the curtains closed all the time. Maybe I should live in one of those huddles that a lot of people live in. Shut the curtains, shut the doors, shut the blinds. Do whatever you can. Don't let people in. Keep it as dark and as secluded as possible. Maybe that's what I should do. So that was it. Does anybody have an odd story like that? We need some laughter in our lives at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I'll tell you something. I need some guest co-hosts for Friday morning. This is an interesting thing. Now, I have not had Michelle and Abby in, or as I said yesterday, Michelle and that other girl. I have not had Michelle and that other girl on for quite a while. Now, we've been doing the podcast, but we have not had them on for the full 2 hours, 8 to 10 a.m., just to talk about whatever's going on. It would be great if they would come in Friday morning. Wouldn't that be a lot of fun? People seem to like when they're on, and I like having them on because we can talk about anything. And this is certainly a topic I think we can dive deep into, the world of deodorant and how people do things. So maybe we'll get them in pre-Easter. Abby and Michelle, if you're out there listening, Friday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Now, you're going to have to bring breakfast Friday morning, but Friday morning, 8 to 10. Michelle, I'm talking to Michelle right now. I wonder what everybody is doing for Easter. Are you going to pick up food, or are you going to cook a ham? I do see a lot of people buying hams. Maybe they are going to have Easter dinner. Can you have an Easter egg hunt with only 10 people? Are those going to happen as they always have? Any thoughts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A quiet audience this morning. 42 minutes past the hour. Remember, Charlie Evers returns to the airwaves this morning after a three-week hiatus. 10 a.m. till 12 noon. How about that? But what are you doing for Easter? You cooking ham? You having family over? Can you do that? It has to be less than 10 people, I think. And you don't want to have the older people with the younger people, because that's a germ spreader at this particular point. How about that? You know what? And Friday morning, we might have some giveaways. I'm being told right now that Friday morning, we might have some special giveaways, and it'll be giveaways that you don't have to come here to get. So that could be a lot of fun, because we've, you know, kind of cut off people coming to the radio station to get their giveaway, but we might have some giveaways on Friday morning where you can just go to the place, and I'll write your name down, and you can go there and get your prize. That would be a lot of fun. Yeah, I think Michelle and Abby are going to be here Friday morning. Well, I know Michelle will be. Michelle is consistent and forthright and on time. Now, the other girl, I don't know. She's a little shaky at this particular point. I'm not really sure what's going on with her. There's something going on. I think she's out in left field lately. You know, and that's okay. I mean, I get out in left field. Look what I did this morning. Obviously, I've, you know, got some kind of brain disease, but I'm not sure what is going on with the other girl, but I can assure you immediately and assuredly right now that Michelle will be here on Friday morning, and we will have giveaways from 8 to 10 a.m. Friday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., Michelle will be here, and we will have giveaways. The other girl's invited, but I don't know, you know, she's a little space cadet lately. So I'm not really sure what's going on with her. You know, and I like her. You know, we all know that I like her. She's a nice person. But she's just a little shook out as of late. So that's going to be what it's going to be. So we'll look forward to Friday morning. Michelle in studio with giveaways pre-Easter that you don't have to come here and get, and the other girl, maybe. I don't have confirmation on the other girl yet. And to be honest with you, when the other girl says she's going to come, most of the time it has happened. I'll give her that. But sometimes I get a message like 10 minutes before and she has to cancel. Now, I understand people have busy lives. That happens. And we get through it okay. You know, I just talk about stuff like this, like I'm doing this morning, boring people to death. But, you know, I don't know. I can't speak for the other girl. I have to say, though, that Michelle will be here on Friday morning. She will be here Friday morning. For sure. And we're going to have giveaways. So mark it down. Friday morning, Real Local Radio, Michelle and possibly the other girl, but I can't confirm. And giveaways, pre-Easter, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we'll put you up on the air. If anybody wants to call, feel free at this point, because I don't have a whole lot left to talk about. I've already told you that I don't understand the things at McDonald's now, why they have the plexiglass around the window. I don't get it. It's totally confusing, but it is what it is. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi, Scott. Long time no talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, okay. Maybe you can get along here.
Good, good. What's
hey,
the...
Yeah, let me tell you, it's okay. I know you're sort of a nudist, but that's okay. We don't mind.
Oh, you don't mind what?
I don't mind if you want to do that.
Oh, if I want to...
Be a nudist guy there.
Oh, yeah. Become a nudist? Well, you know, this morning, I didn't plan on becoming a nudist, but it just turned out that way.
Hey, it didn't work too well for Adam, though.
Oh! Oh, I know. It didn't turn out well for him, did it?
Yeah.
No, that was.
How's everything going? I haven't had a chance to listen to you lately.
Well, everything's going fine. We're getting along here, and having a lot of interesting guests on and a lot of interesting topics. It's fun being on in the morning as people are getting up and getting ready. It's an interesting time. I don't know, how are things going with you during this pandemic that we're in?
Actually, no difference. I'm not the type of guy that goes out and visits and stuff like that. It's me and my wife, and she has trouble getting around, so it's me. I go out. In fact, now I'm sitting in front of the grocery store here.
Have you been to McDonald's recently and seen this plexiglass that they've installed around the windows?
No, I haven't.
I don't understand that. I mean, I get if it makes them feel better, I know they have a lot of kids working there, I get it, but the hole is so big, it's not as if you couldn't cough or sneeze through it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I know. You know, I found out one thing. I know Kroger says it, I think most of them do. They have the old people thing on the first hour before anyone else is allowed in. Although the only one I went to, they had a couple of 20-year-old girls out there. I guess they felt like they were 60, but that's them. But I found out that the best time to go is not at that. That's not good. The best time to go out to the grocery is 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening.
You know, I've noticed that too. That seems to be when it has died down a little bit. And, you know, shipments come in throughout the day. Now, most of the shipments do come in overnight, but people are waiting at the door to knock you out to get some toilet paper. So you can get some in the middle of the day.
Yeah. In fact, I called out there because I was going to wait and go out on the 7 o'clock in the morning thing. And I called out, and I talked to a girl back in the pharmacy. Turns out her name was Gail, too. She said she never heard of a male Gail. I said, let me tell you, there is one. It's me. But anyway, she says, you know, there's not very many people out there. It'd probably be a better time to go. So I went out at about 5:30, 6 o'clock that night, and it was nice. You had very few people. They were almost all men. You didn't have any pairs of any kind. You know, no husband and wife stuff. And everyone was very much, they knew what they were doing. None of us came within any distance between one another. The 6 foot was not what we used. It was much better. And if someone was at a place you wanted to go, you just wait a little bit, they get done, and go on. And then, so the next time I go was on a, out to Kroger's, and it was for the senior time. That was terrible. I saw women out there, they took their mask down so they could stand and talk to one another. It was nothing but a social meeting there. I thought, this is dumb.
People are stuck in the house too long.
And they would go out there, they'd be husband and wife, a lot of husband and wife then. And they would put their cart on one side of the thing. They would go over and stand in the other, and then they start talking to people. So you couldn't get around much. And unfortunately, they only had one place that was allowing people to go through, and they only had half of the ones where you can go in and do your own stuff, you know, and get yourself out of there. They only used half of that. So you had almost everyone that was there, all of a sudden were standing over by the trying to check out. I said, this is terrible. I'm going to just wait and go to 6 o'clock again. And, I went and it came out fine.
Well, and that to me is kind of the same premise of this plexiglass at McDonald's. I think the grocery stores had good intentions with this, and I think McDonald's probably had good intentions with this, but I don't think it's stopping any problem that is going to arise. And you know, the other day somebody said this to me, and they said it kind of nastily, but it that's fine. When you do certain things, you get nasty responses, but I had gloves on, and the reason I had the gloves on was because it seems to make people feel better when you're handling their stuff, and that's the only reason I do it. It's not for protection for myself, because I don't wear a mask, I don't do any of that, but I had the gloves on because it seems to make people feel better when you're touching their stuff. So I had the gloves on, and this lady comes through, and she kind of got angry. She said, you know, those gloves aren't going to do you a bit of good. Well, I didn't think they would, because I don't know that gloves will protect you from anything. I see a lot of people wearing gloves, but it's my understanding that this illness has to go in your eyes or mouth or an orifice on your face.
It's all on the head, yeah.
Yeah, so I get it, but people sometimes just feel more comfortable when you have gloves on, when you've been touching money and things like that. That you have them on when you're touching other things, I guess. So a lot of people have thanked me for having the gloves on, but boy, this one.
I wear gloves when I go, frankly, because I feel that I'm not going to be damaging anybody.
Right, and I think that's the whole purpose, and it's not for protection for myself, but boy, this lady was bitter. And I hate to say this, because I'm not sure she was a healthcare worker, but she had scrubs on. Now, I don't know if she was maybe like a one of these nurses that goes around to senior citizen centers, or maybe she worked in a retirement home or a nursing home. I don't know, but she looked like somebody who worked in healthcare. She had a mask on, and you know, the funny thing of it was I couldn't even understand what she was saying because she had that mask on, and somebody had to translate it to me later on because I didn't even hear what she was saying at the time. But I don't know. She was upset about the gloves. She did not like that. Maybe I should have wore gloves this morning. Then I wouldn't have been totally out there in the the area.
Yeah.
Been covered up. Well, it's good to hear from you. I hope you listen in the morning from 8 to 10.
I did want to make one comment.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
One thing that, to me, makes no sense, I'm going to come out good because of it. It makes no sense, the $1,200 thing. As I understand it, I will be getting $1,200. My wife will be getting $1,200. And frankly, we're doing the same thing we were before. I didn't lose a job. For the last 8 years, I've not worked. I figure 75 was enough years. Okay, so consequently, the people that need the stuff, now my daughter said, well, why don't you give it to things? I said, no. For giving it to me, I'm going to keep it. I'm not dumb. But I said, it's ridiculous that they're spending so much money giving it to people like us that don't deserve it and don't need it.
Here's why I think they're doing that, to be honest, because I thought about that exact same thing. Here's why I think they're giving it to seniors, because the economy is in a major downturn right now. And I think what they're hoping is, I think they understand people who are still working and have mortgages and have lost their jobs or whatever's going on there. I think they understand they're going to spend the $1,200 on that stuff. I think they're hoping that the seniors will go out and eat, and they will go to the store, and they will go buy things they normally would not have bought because now they'll have the money. And that will jumpstart the economy in the way, because there are a lot of seniors in this country.
Yeah, but I guess there's a lot of people on Social Security that don't work anymore. And it's, to me, you could have used that money a little better. What I feel is the reason to do it, regardless of both sides, the Democrats are going to say, we gave this to you, so vote for us. The Republicans are going to say, Mr. Trump's the guy that did all this good stuff. Yeah. And so, consequently, you should vote for us. I think it's strictly a political thing, and it's a waste of money.
It could be. It wouldn't surprise me if it was. But like I say, I'm so glad to hear from you. I'm so glad you're still out there. And like I say, I hope you listen every morning, 8 to 10, when you can, and call in anytime.
Well, you know, I've always watched Price is Right.
Right.
It's just my wife. She likes for me to sit down with her and watch that dumb show. Which, by the way, that's one where the people go around and hug each other and kiss each other and rub all over each other. My God.
I know, that's where it all started. It all started on the Price is Right set.
It probably did.
It probably.
but no, you know, it's... So you're in the mornings now.
Yeah, I'm on. 8 to 10 every morning.
All right.
Yeah, so if you find us in the morning, I'll be live here 5 days a week.
I'll sure give it a shot.
Hey, thank you.
Good to talk with you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there we go. Now, here's what we have right now. I have another story to tell, but I'll save that for tomorrow morning. Don't forget, Charlie Evers, after a three-week hiatus, back here in about 15 minutes. You're not going to want to miss that. See, apparently I've been acting weird toward, you know, the other girl. I don't understand. But Friday morning, get ready for this. We're going to have Michelle in here. I don't have confirmation from the other one, so I can't say yet. I think she'll be here, but, you know, jury's out. Michelle will be here Friday morning, and we will have giveaways on Friday morning. Now, giveaways for Easter that you don't have to come to the studio for. We're going to do these giveaways, and then you can go to that place and get the giveaways. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow as soon as we have full confirmation on that, which I assume we'll have fairly shortly. But that's how it'll go. So there you go. And that's going to be a lot of fun as well. Let's take one more call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Good morning.
Martha, how are you?
I'm just wonderful.
Doing well?
We're going to play bingo tomorrow.
Oh.
Ever since we've been off here, we usually play bingo on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. But since everybody's been sick, we only play on Thursday, Scott.
Well, that's good. Martha, did you sleep good last night?
Yes, I did.
Good. Good. I'm glad you're up this morning listening. Are you doing okay during this whole mess?
Isn't this a terrible thing we're going through?
Oh, it's something. Martha, I'm out of time today. Give me a call tomorrow morning, Martha.
I will. I'll see you then. Have a nice day and stop you for your gift, honey.
Thank you, Martha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The one and only queen of dance, Martha Dowse, the only icon in Marion Radio, Charlie Evers, back in 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
I made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad. And so on and so forth. Anyway.
To the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, legendary actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess...
But there are some things about tacky people.